If I say supply chain, you'll probably think logistics. Do I have the resources I need? Can I get those resources to where they need to be? Have I accounted for potential delays? And so on. And they're all important issues, but not important enough. When it comes to your supply chain, you should be thinking strategically. The supply chain is fast emerging as a competitive advantage for successful companies. It's no longer a reactive logistical line item. It's a proactive part of the business strategy. But what exactly does that mean? And how do you make sure your supply chain is ready for its expanded role? That's the focus of a new special report on the supply chain, which you can find on Gartner.com. It's also the focus of an interview I conducted with Gartner analyst Michael Burkett. Hi, I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. Michael Burkett is the chief of supply chain research at Gartner, and he joined me by phone recently from his Boston office for a conversation that appears on the September edition of Talking Technology, and following are excerpts from that interview. We are very pleased to welcome Gartner analyst Mike Burkett to Talking Technology. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, there's been a lot of focus, I know, here at Gartner, looking at the supply chain and its changing role, evolving role. And we had the Gartner Supply Chain Top 25 earlier. And we have a slew of new research coming out that really covers the full range of issues that this topic embraces. And I know one of the issues we're seeing this year is really the emphasis on how supply chain excellence drives global business. But we're, of course, talking about more than just making sure our resources arrive on time, the old fulfill supply and demand. Why is global business so dependent on supply chain excellence?
Now, that's a common question, and I think an important one to talk a little bit about. The big change is that it actually falls back into how we talk about supply chain overall, which is that supply chain, rather than being simply reactive, as sort of you described, getting product to where they're told to send it, we're actually asking supply chains to be much more proactive and what we call market-driven, which is to understand all the markets that you're trying to serve. So if you think about it that way, one of the things that supply chain is starting to become essential to be tied into is the fact that one of the business strategies out there is to move into global markets. So supply chain executives have to understand what's the goal to enter, for example, a new market. Could be an emerging market, could be a more mature market, and get out in front of that to understand what will be the unique characteristics of that from a service level perspective. But also, in order to be able to serve those markets according to the market plan, the business plan, they need to understand that if a certain service level, a certain cost, and certain product characteristics are important in that market, supply chain then has to look at that and say, what do we need to put in place in terms of logistics, in terms of supplier capabilities, or even how will we be able to offer unique variants of a product based upon that particular global region of the world? So probably the most fundamental change to supply chain is the fact that they need to actually act like they are part of the business in terms of serving those markets. So yes, they have to deliver product, but they have to design a supply chain that actually can adapt and serve those unique market needs. So it's really more about what we call becoming truly demand-driven or market-driven, as opposed to just reacting and trying to respond to a marketing plan or a signal that's been given to you in order to fulfill it. So fundamentally, those are the big changes.
Along those lines of adapting and being more than just reacting, there's a phrase I've seen you use a few times that's resilient in the research. In fact, it's building a resilient supply chain for a risky world. What kind of risks are we talking about?
The idea or the concept behind resiliency is the fact that all plans are great. The problem is that plans change. There are disruptions that occur. Consumers are fickle and they change their mind. But the biggest things are the disruptions that happen. There's a lot of risk out there in the supply chain in terms of, can be security risks. It can be environmental risks, hurricanes, earthquakes, like in Japan. Any of these risks have to occur. And you need to be able to certainly plan ahead for those risks, but you need to have a supply chain that can sense or recognize that that change occurred. And then your supply chain needs to be able to see where all of your material inventory and sources of supply are, and then be able to make the right decisions through analytics and governance in order to be able to adapt to that change and then execute on the change.
Mike, thank you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the time today.
Michael Burkett is a vice president and the chief of supply chain research at Gartner. And you can hear more of my conversation with Mike on the September edition of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. And you'll find in-depth insights and advice to address your supply chain issues in this special report, now available on Gartner.com. Thank you.